You are now listening to Miss V. For this session, I'm going to transform you into my puppy. You'll be filled with feelings of innocent happiness, playful excitement, and mindless loyalty. You will desire to walk on all fours, bark, chase your imaginary tail, go on long walks, and receive lots and lots of scritches and belly rubs. Your mind will be just as simple as that of a puppy dog, and you will retain these effects after the conclusion of this file, until your mind needs to completely reawaken again. To make this effect as real as possible, we're going to start by pretending. It's easy to pretend to be a bouncing, happy puppy. Perhaps it's something you've done before. You can pretend to be any kind of puppy you want. It only matters that you let your incredible imagination guide you to where you want to go. When we play pretend like this, what we're really doing is getting into a kind of character, like acting. It's fun to act, to pretend. Many of us do it every day. And the trick to playing the role as best you can, as any actor knows, is to really get into the headspace of your character. I'm sure you'll find it easy to get into the headspace of a puppy. Take a moment to do so now. A puppy has a simple, one-track thought process. There are no complex concepts of the future. There are some vague but important memories of the past, such as faces you recognize that make you happy, the location of your favorite toy, where all the food comes from, perhaps a recollection of words like your name, certain phrases that mean belly rubs like, "Who's a good boy?" Just a collection of simple but important things. Close your eyes, if you haven't already. Think about all these things. You want to be a good actor for me. You want to pretend very well, I'm sure. So define your character. Define who you are as a puppy in your own mind. Let that feeling envelop you. Let your mind experience what it is like to be that puppy inside yourself. Perhaps you as a puppy are bouncing and silly and happy. Perhaps you are proudly loyal to owner and love to do tricks. Perhaps you are a large dog, perhaps a small one. Perhaps you love to run and chase balls, or perhaps you'd rather curl up on your owner's lap. Your mind knows exactly what kind of puppy you are. You don't have to tell me. You just have to feel it in your mind. Be that puppy. Be my puppy. Be my simple little puppy. You are such a good boy. And when you're pretending so well like this, it's okay to get carried away with your character. It's fun to play. It's fun to just be my little pet. It's okay to pant with excitement, to even wriggle your butt, wagging that imaginary tail. And there's nothing, nothing in the whole world. I know my good boy loves more than head pets. Feel my fingers stroking through your hair, making you calm and happy. With every head pet, you're going to relax your mind more and more for me. And it's so simple to let yourself fall deeply into trance when you've already made your mind so simple and focused. You've acted so well that feeling my fingers again stroke through your hair now, taking away your thoughts, sends you so easily and deeply into trance, focusing only on my words. You don't have to worry about pretending anymore. Let every wonderful stroke, beginning at your forehead, all the way through your hair, slow your breathing, silence your thoughts, help you to go deeper. Relax, my little puppy. Go deeper. Every slow and wonderful stroke of my fingers, leaving trails through your hair, your mind becomes more blank. Until now, there is nothing. You're empty, existing only to listen to what words come next. Go deeper. Let every head pet make you drop even deeper than you thought possible. Pet and drop. Pet and drop. Pet and drop. Sleep, my pet. Sleep so deep. Wasn't it fun to pretend to be a puppy just before? I could tell you enjoyed it. Your tail was wagging. You were grinning and playful. Your mind was so simple and clean. The perfect pretense for luring you so deep like this. It pleases me to see you so open and enjoying that moment like that. I know how much you love it too, when all the thoughts, memories, and impulses of your head can be reduced down to a simple paragraph, a few short sentences, summarizing everything that makes up your existence. So simple, so free from responsibility. You know there is so much your simple puppy mind cannot handle. Owner will take care of all of those things. I'm going to make it real for you, pet. You acted so well before, but this will be different. You're going to feel like a puppy. You're going to be a puppy. As a puppy, you will have no concept of the future, of responsibilities. You will exist solely in the moment. Your priorities are simple. Animal instinct dictates that you eat when you are hungry, drink when you are thirsty, sleep when tired. Your instincts take care of your basic bodily needs, outside of these, you have basic and simple desires. You want to play. You desire the approval of owner. You want to go on walks. You want to be petted and scratched and told you're a good boy. Treats make you happy. Things to chew on and play with bring you joy. Your default state is one of playful happiness. Your emotional range outside of your default state is simple. You can become even more filled with happiness when one of your desires is met. You can feel sad if you are scolded for doing something bad. You can be angry and fierce when protecting owner from intruders. But mostly, you are happy. It is a simple mindset, but you will find, in days to come, that you enjoy this simple being. It's good to have clear, simple goals, thoughts, and guidelines. It's good to have such a clear, easy existence. It's good to relax into this moment and leave the difficult thinking to owner. In a moment, I'm going to partially awaken you. When I snap my fingers, your mind will take all the suggestions I have placed deep inside your unconscious and embrace them to the fullest. You will momentarily awaken, feeling completely like a puppy with the limited mind that I have described. You will continue to listen and you will not move away from this recording, but you will truly, deeply feel like my puppy on a level you've never experienced. Wake now. Now stay, boy. Who's my good puppy? You're my good puppy, aren't you? Feel my fingers scratching your head. That fills you with so much joy, doesn't it, boy? Such a good boy. Yes, you are. Yes, you're such a good boy. And drop. Instantly back down to the level of depth you were before, falling easily and quickly back into that place of deep trance, your conscious mind completely blank, guided only by my words. That felt nice, didn't it? It felt like pure, unrestrained happiness. That is what it is to enjoy a simple moment. That is why I enjoy you being like this. Every moment without the burdens of your complex human mind. Your conscious mind is still deep in this puppy state, and when I awaken you again, you will experience it as even more real than ever before. But you are also going to exhibit puppy behaviors. You will find it fun to move around with the restrictions and behaviors I place on you. You will find it fun because it is fun. Puppies cannot stand, of course. You will crawl around on your hands and knees. When happy or excited, you will pant, breathing fast and showing your tongue. Similarly, when happy and excited, you will wag your tail. You will feel strongly that your tail exists, and by moving the muscles in your butt, you will experience your tail wagging. Puppy dogs cannot pick things up with their paws, of course. Should you need to lift something, you will use your mouth. Should you need to push something, you will use your nose. Should you desire to eat something, you will not use your paws in any way. There are lots of fun activities you can enjoy as a puppy. Picking up things around you in your mouth and tossing them around is such a fun game. Sniffing at new and interesting scents fills you with excitement. Simply chasing your tail around and around is so entertaining. When I awaken you again, it will be the end of this recording. But not necessarily the end of this session. When I awaken you, you will take every suggestion that I have offered, every puppy behavior I have described, and feel it deeply and powerfully to be your reality. This effect will remain for as long as you desire it to, and your unconscious mind will awaken you fully when it knows that you need this effect to end and to return to your regular life. Until then, once I have awoken you, you will explore the room around you as the puppy you now are. You'll feel yourself deeply in this mindset, a mindset that only brings you happiness and freedom. And you'll get to spend this time as the very good boy that I have described. You listened so well. Such a good boy. Feel me rubbing your belly. Such a good boy. I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5 now. When I reach 5, you will be awake and fully aware, experiencing all the effects I have described. 1. Your mind slowly returning, though feeling a little different. 2. Knowing you can awaken fully whenever you need. 3. Your paws and tail twitching. 4. Smelling so many interesting smells, ready to explore the world around you. And 5. Time to wake up, boy. There's a big world for you to explore.